Have you ever heard of the book called The Prayer of Jabez? It was, and maybe still is, a very popular book, and it has sold over 10 million copies. Bruce Wilkinson is the author. In this book, he writes about a very obscure man in the Old Testament book of Chronicles by the name of Jabez. The entire book is based upon this one verse, or a couple of verses. It says, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother named him Jabez, meaning, I gave birth to him in pain. What's new? Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. Now, the author makes the point that since Jabez prayed for blessings, God gave him blessings. And millions of people have read that book because millions of people want God's blessings. It's so wonderful. Today's text that we read is very similar to that book. We hear this blessing every Sunday morning. But how often do we really think about what the preacher or the pastor or the one who's giving the benediction is saying? Almost every Sunday we have the same benediction from the sixth chapter of Numbers. What is it meaning? Why is it used each Sunday? What's the importance of it? What is the blessing of this? Is it magical? Does it have special powers? What would happen if we didn't see it? Maybe the ceiling would fall in. I don't think so. But instead of asking for personal blessing, priests in ancient times were given the job of blessing the people. It's more of a blessing than a prayer. It's conveying upon people the glory of God. So let's try to understand the concepts behind what is called the Aaronic blessing from Aaron, the older brother of Moses. Well, first of all, it's a command from the Lord. The Lord commanded Aaron to pronounce this blessing. It was not made, man didn't make this up. God gave this blessing to Aaron. It reminds me of the time when God told us how to pray. Jesus said, Now when you pray, pray, Our Father who art in heaven. He taught us the Lord's Prayer. It's not difficult to understand. And God said to Aaron, Here's the way you bless the people. God wanted the people to be blessed. So he gave the blessing. Sometimes we wonder what God wants from us. What does he want? Does he command too much? Do we have to go to church on Sunday? No, you don't have to go to church on Sunday. No, not at all. I know I should pray, but I'm so tired at night. I know I should have devotions, but I just kind of run out of time. I should give my tithe, but I don't want to give God my first fruits, 10%. Wow, that's too much. Our Lord's command shows that God is a loving God. He wants to bestow his blessings upon you. And what does all this mean? He wants the best for us. He commands us to obey our parents, and that's good for us. He commands us to pray. He does that because he wants to bless us and he wants to communicate with us. That's what prayer is all about, communication between our Lord and us. Unless you believe that God is blessing you, you will wonder lots of things. You will say, Why did God allow me to be sick? Well, God didn't allow you to be sick. God blesses you in spite of your sickness. Why did God ruin my car? Well, maybe it didn't turn the turn signal on. What about financial disaster? Why, God? Why me? Well, why not me? Sometimes that lifts you up and makes you even a better person. Oh, why? Oh, why? Oh, why? What is the meaning of life? I talk to so many people, especially men, who say, what is the meaning of life? Why am I here? What's going on? What's the purpose? You will fear the future unless you believe that God has the best for you. But when you know that the Lord is blessing you and he's in your heart, you'll have a big difference in your life. You will be a different person. The blessing shows us that, first of all, the Lord wants to bless us. Now, you don't have to be a priest to say a blessing in the New Covenant and the New Testament. In the Old Testament, the priest had to convey the blessing. But nowadays, what have I called you all? You called you all priests. So you can all be priests and you can all bless anyone. If you could have three blessings from the Lord, what would they be? Imagine if you were Solomon. God came to Solomon and said, "What would you like to have?" And Solomon was already wise, but he said, "I want to have wisdom." I hope you realize that asking for riches would be kind of foolish. But isn't it fun to think of, what if we won the lottery? How many people have a list of things? I would do this and that and that, and even give Don Nuss some money for the new church. But really, it was a man who prayed to God who said, "Oh God, I need to win this lottery so bad. And please, God, help me." And weeks went by and nothing ever happened. And nothing ever happened. I know Carol Howard knows this joke, and probably many people do too. And he was sound asleep one night, and God came to him and said,
"Buy a ticket."
But is winning the lottery a real blessing? No, the real blessing is what's in your heart and what's in your life. Many people have won lotteries and have gotten abundant wealth have not been very happy. Happiness is not in the pocketbook, but it's in the heart. And we know that riches can be temporary. Who knows what's going to happen to the stock market next week? It went up and down last week. It's going to go up and down again. And sometimes it goes way up and sometimes it goes way down, but we never know. What comes down to life is the difference between what we need and what we want. The Aaronic blessing reflects what we really need. The first blessing is the Lord keep us. That means to exercise great care over us. No matter what we're going through, God wants to have his hand on you and lead you through the trials of life. Exercise great care. Like when you take care of a pet or a child or a grandchild or a house, you take care of your great care. That's the important thing. God used it in his injunction to Satan in the book of Job. Now, the Bible study went through the book of Job a year or so ago. And here's what happened. And so Satan answered the Lord. Satan came to the Lord and said, "Okay, I see this guy Job. He's a wonderful guy. But I think I can get to him. I think I can get to him." So Satan said, "Does Job fear God more for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hand, and his possessions have increased in the land." So Satan has said, "Okay, God, this guy Job is doing really well. He had 7,000 cattle, and really the richest man in the world." And Satan said to God, "You have protected him." God said, "But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face." In other words, take everything away. And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person." That's what the Lord has kept him, and the Lord keeps us. It doesn't matter how much gold we have, or how many friends we have, or how much insurance we have, or what we have in the 401k, or in the stock market. It doesn't matter. If we didn't have good spiritual health, what good is anything else? Even if you're sick, you can have good spiritual health. The second blessing is for the Lord to be gracious unto us. Gracious. Well, it's a heartfelt response. When you're gracious to somebody, they know it. God says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We need the Lord to graciously forgive us, and he does, because He says, "Don't worry about what you've done. I bless you, and I give you my peace and my love." Every day that God listens to our prayers, God is being gracious to us and lifts us up. The third blessing is the result of the first two blessings, that the Holy Spirit would give us peace. What power there is in the Holy Spirit. As Ecclesiastes says, 5:12 says, "The abundance of a rich man permits him no sleep." the abundance of a rich man permits him no sleep. Betty and I sleep real well. I guess a poor man sleeps well. What a blessing is that the Holy Spirit comes in and assures us and gives us the power and the inspiration that we are loved and we are forgiven. You know, some people are wondering about being forgiven, and that is the essence of where we are. We can't forgive ourselves, but God can forgive everything that we have done. How many people in the world are either driven by hatred or guilt or fear? What a blessing it is that the Holy Spirit assures our status with God. It is in a perfect state. God lifts us up. The illustration that God lifts his countenance to us means that he makes us shine. You know, when you see a person who is in a good frame of mind, you can see their light, their face shining and being glorious and outgoing. You say, boy, you really look good today. And then you see somebody, I won't point them out this morning. Boy, you don't look too good this morning. I don't know what's going on, but gee whiz, you know. But when they're happy, they glow, and when they're down, they don't. And you say to what is wrong with you? The blessing envisions God lifting his face to you and letting it shine upon his people. Moses was on top of Mount Sinai getting the Ten Commandments, and the people of Israel said, we don't want to see the face of God because we will die. But Moses came down from the mountain and had a glory on his face that the people just noticed and saw. When the disciples Peter, James, and John were able to see the glory of God, it was a special blessing, and they just became different people, especially Peter. You know, we talked about him starting last year about this time. Every time we hear this blessing, God wants to grab us. He wants to grab us so that we can understand the concept behind it. He wants to do the same thing for you as he did for the Israelites, to bless you, to lift you up, and to give you hope. The Lord wants to give us what we really need in this life. He wants you to have the peace that you will know, that you will understand him. He wants to protect you and keep you through all things. He wants to take you up to Mount Sinai, to take you on the mountain, to have that in your life, regardless of where you are in this earth. Thirdly, this blessing assures us of how the Lord works. Well, Exodus 20 says, speak to yourself and we will listen, but do not have God speak to us or we will die. They were too afraid to have God come down to show us his grace. The result of this blessing being spoken, the Lord would put his name upon them and take ownership. And as I said before, anybody can bless another person. If you have a friend that's dying, don't be afraid to bless them. God will bless them through you. For example, in Acts 19:12, it says that people were blessed and healed through napkins and aprons that St. Paul had touched, it says, so that even handkerchiefs and aprons that touched him were taken to the sick and their illnesses were cured and evil spirits left them. The power of God flows through many of us in many ways. Just as the Lord would take ownership of people through this blessing, the Lord uses similar means today. He uses baptism. He says, repent and be baptized and come to me and lay your life down for me. Lay your life down for me in everything that you do and every day. It seems so simple and basic, you know, and it is. It is really simple and basic, our faith. We don't have books and books and books and piles and piles and piles of laws and things you do on this day and that day or another day. Just listen to the word and God will work faith in you. We don't have to climb Mount Sinai for God's blessings. We could just be here and receive them. We don't have to have a special vision. We don't have to be a special person. We don't have to search endlessly to get his blessings. Isn't it just a great thing what blessings we live with every day through his word and through his blessings, as long as we know it? God loves us. We don't have to live ourselves punishing ourselves for what we have done, because we all far short of what God wants. Far short. Don't worry about it. Just come to God and ask for forgiveness, and He will forgive you, and you'll be a new person. People will say, "Boy, you look good today." It'll really improve. It's better than a $5,000 facelift or a $10,000 facelift. I wasn't looking at you. My wife always glows with radiance, so that she doesn't need anything like that. I almost stuck my foot in that one, didn't I? That's why God says, do this. He says, do this in remembrance of me. Take the Lord's Supper, which we're going to have in a few minutes. Get baptized. Listen to the word. Pray. Be with me in the Bible. When we hear the blessing at the end of the service, catch the concept of it. Now that you know a little bit more about it, not everything about it, but there's so much about the Aaronic benediction. Listen to those words. We are blessed with the Father's care. We are blessed with the Son's grace. We are blessed with the Holy Spirit's presence and power. Through the words of this blessing, the Lord is making you His child. You are His child. By lifting up His face, exposing you to the light of God as He lifts you up and transfers that light from God into your face, what a different person you will be.